USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate moves ahead with a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package after a long night of voting. The reconciliation procedure used by Democrats to pass President Biden's plan allowed for an unlimited amount of resolutions to be considered in the Senate. $15 an hour minimum wage is included in this reconciliation. Another amendment sought to ensure upper income taxpayers are not eligible for the $1,400 payments in the plan. The vote on the measure passed 99 to 1. The House voted on Thursday evening to remove Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments because of previous public statements. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday called it a partisan power grab. The vote, 230 to 199, was pretty much down party lines. A New Mexico State police officer was fatally shot on Highway 10 between Las Cruces and Deming Thursday. The officer killed his 28-year-old Darian Jarrett. The suspect is 39-year-old Omar Felix Cuervo. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
China continues its aggressive behavior. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
for Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The halftime show at Super Bowl 55 will feature The Weeknd. Lead singer Abel Tesfaye promises the show will be family-friendly. He also says the show will be presented throughout the stadium, including the pirate ship.
Due to the COVID and for the safety of the players and the workers, we kind of built the stage within the stadium. We're also using the field as well, but we wanted to kind of do something that we've never done before. And, so we built the stage in the stadium, but I'm not going to tell you anything else because you'd have to watch on Sunday.
Abel tells reporters his favorite halftime show from years gone by.
I don't know what technically the greatest is, but my favorite is definitely Diana Ross, 1996. She's just so glamorous, and the show just makes me smile, and she has a great exit with the helicopter. She lands in the middle of the field, grabs onto it, and flies out into the clouds. It's like, I wish I could have done that. I wish I thought of it, to be honest.
The Super Bowl is Sunday as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 6:30 p.m. Eastern is kickoff time on CBS. Former President Trump has resigned from the Screen Actors Guild after the board voted that his actions prior to the Capitol riot violated their guidelines. In a letter, President Trump wrote to SAG-AFTRA President Gabriel Carteris in a letter, "I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares?" End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.